Many Americans are noting the remarkable difference in how these pro-Trump extremists were treated by police on Wednesday compared to how Black Lives Matter protesters have been treated by law enforcement. Ibram Kendi is an author and historian and founding director of Boston University's Center for Anti-Racist Research, and he joins us now for this conversation. Welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
Ibram, you tweeted yesterday, "Just spoke to my 69-year-old mother. First thing she said, if these people would have been Black, then they all would be dead." What she was articulating is a stark contrast many people were able to see. How would you describe the impact this moment is having on Americans being able to see the difference?
Well, I think that is certainly the hope. You know, after a year where we may have had more demonstrations than any point in American history, and those demonstrations were, of course, against police violence and racism, and 93% of those demonstrations, according to one study, were peaceful. But then still, many of those demonstrators faced police violence, faced a massive military force. And by contrast, we did not see that yesterday, even though this mob attacked the sort of citadel of America.
You know, it really raises the question, who has the right to dissent in this country? I mean, who has the right to protest?
Precisely. And I think when you talk to Black folks, when you talk to other folks of color, when you talk to women, when you talk to low-income people, when you talk to many groups in this country, one of the fundamental things that they have said historically and still say today is they do not feel free, even free to speak out, even free to speak out against what is aggrieving them. Or they don't feel as free as particularly the types of folks who stormed the Capitol yesterday. Because they see the contrast when they speak out and what happens to them, and when we speak out and what happens to us.
We've heard a lot of Americans comparing what happened yesterday in our nation's capital to what happens in third world countries. And there is this argument that that is an elitist framing, that somehow Americans, despite what we might be seeing as a crumbling of our democracy, are above devolving into chaos. What are your thoughts on this?
It's ahistorical. And I mean, to read American history, to remember American history, is to remember coup attempt after coup attempt, whether political or economic. I'm thinking, of course, about, you know, Tulsa, Oklahoma, or I'm thinking about all sorts of attempted or actual coups during the Reconstruction era, or even the Civil War itself. Or even in the last year, what happened at the U.S. Capitol has happened at state capitals. And as a result, particularly of people violently opposing shutdowns in their states as a result, you know, of COVID-19, or even plotting to assassinate sitting governors. I mean, this is America, and I think people need to recognize that this is not a third world country. And if a third world country, then essentially what they're saying is that America is a third world country, because we have to accept that this is historically happening and still is in this country.
I have just a minute with you left, but do you see this chaos as possibly an encapsulation of progress up against the yearning for regression? I mean, is this a byproduct of what happens during great progress, or is this truly a devolvement of our democracy?
I think it's a fundamental clash. And I wrote about this recently in The Atlantic, that historically, America has had two forces, the force of justice and the force of injustice. And certainly when the force of justice have advanced, that force of justice has essentially sought to stop that advance, oftentimes violently. And Americans need to recognize that both forces are inherent have historically existed within this country.
Mm-hmm. Ibram Kendi is an author and historian and founding director of the Boston University Center for Anti-Racist Research. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.